This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians are taking on the Ansonia Tigers here on Saturday morning. And there's still about 8 minutes before we go to our break for the national anthem and so forth. So Indians' first match of the season. Ansonia, I believe, the same. The JV contest was pretty much all Indians. They won the first set 25-4 and the second set 25-11. So Indians' JV started off really well. I was working on getting the everything connected, so I didn't watch a lot of it, but looked pretty good. And I see we have probably close to a dozen of our volleyball guys over there already. Football guys over there watching the volleyball game. We had a very good night on the football field last night, except for the hour lightning delay. It didn't rain. There wasn't any lightning in our area, and they decided, or there was lightning, but not the rain wasn't anywhere near our area, so they decided to go on even with lightning in the area. But they said, it, according to radar and several sources that they checked out pretty closely, that there was nothing within 10 miles of us, and they would let us know if it got any closer, and it just got farther away. So we continued the game on, ended up with a 35-14 victory over the Ponets. Golden Panthers at Welcome Stadium down in Dayton, a beautiful stadium. We had a pretty decent crowd. They had some people there too, but in a 10 or 15,000 seat stadium, it didn't look like hardly anybody there. But there's, I'm going to say we had 200 or 300 people down there. Indians pretty much dominated, although the stats don't really show that. But Ponets scored on the first play of the game. They did a little bit of it. It looked like it was going to be the quarterback keeper up the middle, and he took one step toward the middle and then went around the left side all the way down and scored a touchdown with 19 seconds into the game. And they didn't score again until their last play of the game, which was 20 seconds left, and we got the kickoff and knelt down for the victory. But it was pretty interesting. They only had a few first downs, maybe two or three or four first downs in the first half. Our defense was really good. And Breaker Judy had, I believe, 11 tackles in the first half, and Jake Meyer had seven in the first half. I'll see if I can get to the stats here a little bit later. But then the second half, they did a little bit better. But virtually every single play, they ran with a very packed, very compact lineup. They had that everybody was within about 20 feet of each other. It was all, and they ran, I believe, every single play. They only passed a couple of times, a couple of times they were pretty effective, because 15 plays in a row, it would just be a run play, almost always up the middle, and almost always unsuccessful. And every once in a while, they'd have something go around the outside, or maybe a pass play, but we bent, never broke. We had Jet Toby punted. He had three punts, I believe, all of them right around almost exactly 40 yards, and it was just a really nice game. One person that we were kind of watching, because he wasn't able to play last year as a freshman, was Reed Willman, and he started off doing great. He had a reception or two, and he just played a really, really, really good game. And another one we weren't real sure about, I believe it's Reed West Curtis. He had several tackles, played defense very well. We were hoping he would be good. He appeared that he would be good, but it was his first game. Senior year, he came back out to play football and did very well. Breaker Judy with a hand injury. They were only going to play him on defense through the game. But in the second half, he might even played a couple of offensive series in the first half. But in the second half, he came out as running back and just tore him up. And then we went back to Brady Evers, who as the running back, he just tore through the Golden Panthers defense and did very well. So we had this team, I don't know if you got to see the game last year, they were very disorganized, just trying to get together with this new coach, and they didn't play very well. They played a really good game, and we just played better. It was a very good night for our Indians. The competition wasn't what we'll see in the MAC, and maybe not even next week against Allen East. They beat Lima Perry last night. Grabbed the wrong sheet, but I believe they beat Lima Perry last night 49-0. So we played them last year. We beat them at their place, and they return a whole bunch of players. So that should be interesting. But let's go over what's coming up. So next week it will be two away games for volleyball, Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday at St. Mary's, volleyball at Arcanum on Thursday. So Tuesday at St. Mary's, Thursday at Arcanum, then Friday, as I sort of mentioned earlier, the football team will host Allen East. The Reister Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. Still have a minute or so, so I'll come up with some more things. But I grabbed the wrong sheet. I had all the scores from last night and lost track of that sheet. But on Thursday night, that's when I think they were allowed to start. Delphus St. John's beat Layman Catholic 40-6. That was at Delphus. And Versailles beat Harvest Prep 21-18. Harvest Prep, I believe, will play Marion Local this coming Friday. So there's a couple more, about 10 more of the football guys showed up after they had their, I don't think you'd call it a practice, they were kind of checking out. Yeah, now I found my sheet. One of the kind of surprises last night, St. Henry, last year's state champion, lost to Salina 38-35 in a shootout. So St. Henry is no wins and a loss already this year. They'll definitely make the playoff and make a run. We all know that, but they're too good for that to happen, to miss that. But also, Coldwater beat Valley View 37-21. Marion Local beat Cary 34-7. Minster 27, Fort Laramie 17. New Bremen 35, Wayne Trace 0. Parkway with their first win in a couple of years under a new coach. And they won 27-14 over Brookville, who's traditionally a pretty good team. And Anna beat Spencerville 60-0. It's getting ready for the national anthem, so we'll take a break and be back in just a minute or two.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental thing. things. 419-852-4049.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater. Installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems, Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shop asimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe! Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Asia, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians getting ready to take on the Ansonia Lady Tigers. And should be a good year for our Indians. I see Bridget Homan out there with her teammates, but she will not be playing at least for a while. We're hoping she will be back this season, but it will not be for a while. So see how the Indians go. They're getting everything lined up. I'm sure the officials will switch in and out the liberos here. That'll take a minute or two. So we'll try to catch all of the Lady Tigers players. Number 23, Charlotte Bargy. Number 11, Alyssa Idle. Number 5, Elise Hahn. Number 24, Annie Wendell. A couple other ones that I can't see their numbers. Number 17, Danny Gibbs. And number 7, Autumn Best. The libero is Ellie Locke. She's number 2 if you happen to be watching on the huddle. You're listening to the Hometown Huddle, which is FortRecoveryRadio.com, simulcasting off of Fort Recovery Community Radio, WFRC 107.3 LP FM. And it's going to start off with Haley Easton serving for the Indians. Libero plays it up to the front row in the middle. They get it across to us. We're scrambling, trying to get it across, and we could not get it across. First point goes to the Ansonia Tigers. So it will be number 17, Danny Gibbs, going back to serve for the Lady Tigers. Serve to Cameron. She gets it up to the front row, and a boom shot for Hope Evers, a kill down the left sideline. We're tied at one. And see if we have, okay, we got a sub coming in for Hope Evers, and it's going to be number six, Kenna Dew's going to go back to serve. She's had some great serves over the last couple of years, some service runs. They play it from the back row, bumping it up to the left side. It's played. Indians are struggling. They just barely get it across with a great save. Cameron Mullenkamp went almost to the bleachers and dug it out. Not a great hit, but it was enough that I believe it was Bryn Willman was able to just get her hand on it and get it across, and the Lady Tigers could not play it. Some luck, but it was really good. 2-1 Indians. Kind of dues. And they get up to the, play it from the back, get it to the front, a miss hit into the net on the second hit, and it's 3-1 Indians. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve again. She has two service points already. See if she can get a good run going. That one is played by him up to the front row, cross on the second hit. We get it set up for Cameron Mullenkamp. They play it out of the back row. A big dig, and it comes to us, back to them, back to us. And Bryn Willman just tips it over there, able to play it, though. And back to our back row, and we're setting it up for Cameron, and she bumps it across. It's a little too close to the net, but we got it across. They get it to us. We are just able to save it. They're going to have to dig it out of the crowd, and they do. And it's up to our front row. In the middle to Cameron. No, not didn't go down, but a good hit. And back to us. And we get a great shot, but they blocked it back to us. And Kayla Garkey tried to play it, but went into the net. So it's 3-2 Indians. And it will be number 24, Annie Wendell, going back to serve for the Lady Tigers. Kayla Garkey plays it to Ranley, to that was Kenna Deuce on the right side, and she slams it down on the other side. 4-2 Indians, and it will be Bryn Willman going back to serve. And we switch in Haley Easton, I believe, for the Indians, if I'm correct. No, it's Trinity Ramo, I'm sorry. And Bryn Willman with the serve. They play it from the back row. They're trying to bump it to the front. Didn't get there. They get it across. Ranley setting for like it was Grizzy. And we get it to them. They get it back. We pound one over to their side. They're able to play it. And then we put it back over, and they can't get it across the net. So it's 5-2 Indians, and Bryn Willman will go back to serve again. So now there's about 20 of our football players after their team meeting this morning. That one hits the top of the net and just flips back on our side. So it's 5-3. Lady Tigers have a sub going in, and it will be number 16, Brianna Waymeyer. She's a junior, and she's going to serve from middle. Garkey. Ranley, and Indians get it across. They play it to the front row. We get it to Grizzly Sheep. Tips it across their defenders and down in the far back corner. And it is 6-3. And Caden Ranley will go back to serve. Sophomore now. Several of these girls were freshmen last year and did a great job coming in. Ranley serve. Two girls watched it go between them and bounce in bounds. So it's 7-3 Indians, and Ranley will serve again. Caden Ranley serving just to the right of center. And just goes right past Brianna Waymeyer and inbounds in the near corner. So it's 8-3. Ranley will serve again. That one goes played in the middle. They try to get it to the front row, get it across. Garkey hits it, but it goes behind the up official, and it's 8-4. First set here today. Indians JV won 25-4 and 25-11. And right now, the varsity leads 8-4 in set number one here. First match of the season. It's serve taken by Garkey. Ranley sets it up for Grizzy, and it's just long. 8-5. And it'll be Elise Hahn going back to serve again. 8-5. She'll serve from the middle. And taken by Dews. Ranley setting it up for the right side to Cameron. Off of their defender and into the stands. 9-5. And it will be Cameron Mullenkamp going back to serve. 9-5 Indians. Cameron throws it way up in the air as always. And they get it to the front row. They're able to play it but can't get it across. Four hits. It came really close to the net. I think it might have even bounced off of the net. And they played it. Got it backwards so somebody could get it across. But they did not get it across. So it's 10-5 Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp throws it about 10 feet in the air. And the libero dives to get it. Gets her hands on it. But it goes straight into the stands. So it's 11-5, and it's a timeout from the Lady Tigers. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute after we hear from Gilbert Station.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spankburgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where Indians are currently leading 11-5 in Sonya timeout. We had Cameron Mullenkamp has had a couple of really nice serves and picked up a couple points for us after she had a big-time kill. So right now everybody seems to be playing very well for our Lady Indians, and see how we go here. Cameron will serve again from a little bit right of center. 10 feet in the air, gives it that serve. Libero plays it, comes across, trying to set it for the front row, came to us. Cameron almost got a kill, but Libero saves it. Garkey with a save from the back. And Hope Evers bounces it across. And they go to the front row, and we block it right back down. 12-5, and Cameron will go back to serve again. Cameron gets it up in the air, and they did get it to the libero. They get it to the front row, and Hope Evers with a nice hit, another nice hit, but she hits it way too long, and it's 12-6. We have the libero back to serve for the Lady Tigers. Garkey plays it from the back row. Ranley sets it for Grizzy. They block it back to us. Nice save by Garkey. She'll bump it across. And it comes to their front row from the middle. Big hit, but it goes too long. 13-6 Indians. So it's going to be Kayla Garkey serving. They get it from the back row. They're trying to get it to the front. Didn't quite get it there, but they get it across to us. Grizzy sets it for Hope Evers. They block it back. And we set it for, that was Haley Easton, and she puts it down on their side. 14-6. Darkey serves again. They play it from the back row. They get it to the front, tip it across. We get it right back to them. Easton with a nice hit, and they're going to get it back to us. Garkey gets it to Hope Evers. She puts it across. She was standing out of bounds 10 feet from past the 10-foot line and out of bounds, and she smacks one really hard, just clears the net and down on their side. 15-6 Indians, and Kayla Garkey will play again, and they get it over to, they get it to their front row, can't get it across the net, and it's 16-6 Kayla Garkey again. Kayla with the hit, that's played from the back row. They're gonna back set, get it to our, we get to our front row, Bryn Willman. Oh man, what a beautiful set from Ranley. She puts it up there, and Bryn Willman went up there and killed it right almost straight down. 17-6 Indians. They play it from the back row, setting for the middle, and they get it across, but out of bounds basically right at our bench. Garkey will serve again. Wow, that was a shot, and they played it, and it bounced sideways and into went completely backwards. So Indians lead 19-6. Another timeout, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Welcome back. It is Indians 19, Lady Tigers from Ansonia 6. And this is the first set. So Indians in pretty good shape right now, but it'll be Kayla Garkey going back to serve for, I believe, the fourth or fifth time here. So she's had a nice run. They get it to their back row. They're going to try to get to the front. Get it across. Ranley digs it out and gets it to Easton, who gets it across to them. They get it back to us. Ranley setting for Hope Evers, not able to put the kill on him. Garkey with a save, it goes across. They get it back to us. Willman with a big kill right at the feet of the back row, and it's 20-6. Indians are in pretty good shape right now.
7 service points for Garkey on the run. 1-6.
Garkey again. They play it from the back row. Going to set it up for the middle. We block it back to them. Middle again. Nice save by Cameron Mullenkamp, but it goes a little too far out of bounds, and we couldn't reach it. So it's 20-7, although they haven't put that. There we go. Put it on the scoreboard now. And it will be Charlotte Bargie going back to serve. Cameron Mullenkamp. Ranley setting it for Hope Evers. Libero plays it, setting it for the middle. They bump it across. Cameron Mullenkamp to Ranley. Great set for Bryn Willman. They are able to play it. They get it back to her. She plops it back down there. They're still able to play it. Back over to our side. Cameron Mullenkamp goes over their blockers. Couldn't get it down, and Garkey plays a great one from the back row. We put it across on the second hit, and they set it to their front row, but it hits the net. So it's 21-7, Indians in the lead, and in pretty good shape right now.
Serve on side, obviously, Easton.
And it'll be Easton serving for the Indians, and she puts it into the net. So that's 21-8. And it's going to be number 17, Danny Gibbs, going back to serve for the Lady Tigers. That is played by the Indians. Willman with a nice hit. They're not able to put it down, but Ranley puts it across on the second hit. Takes them by surprise, and they put it into the scorers table, 22-8. It's going to be Brenna with a hit, and they are not able to play it, 23-8. She served a great serve, one of those knuckleball serves, and they weren't able to play it. So Indians are looking pretty good right now. And it'll be Kenna Deuce. And she puts that into the net. So it's 23-9. And it'll be Annie Wendell going back to serve for the Lady Tigers. That is Garkey playing it from back row. Ranley will back set for Willman. And it goes off of their blockers and down behind them, 24-9. Set point here for the Lady Indians. Set number one, 24-9. Bryn Willman will serve. Libero plays it, setting it in the front row. They block it into our Indians, but I think they said we were over the net. So it's 24-10. And they're going to do a sub here, and it's going to be, looks like, number 16, Brianna Waymeyer will go back to serve. 24-10 Indians. And she will get it to Garkey. Ranley sets it for Cameron Mullenkamp. They're able to play it from the back row, and they just can't get it. It went up to hit the net. They played it off the net, but could not get it across. Indians win the first set, 25-10. And we'll be back with set number two in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hotpoint Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy. Top Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calpharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Calp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to the Fort Saint Fieldhouse. Set number two coming up here. And Indians won the first set 25-11. And it will be number 23, Charlotte Bargie, back to serve for the Ansonia Lady Tigers. Indians are set. Tigers are set. Officials are set. Cameron Mullenkamp, Ranley will set it for Hope Evers off of one of their back row players and off of her hands and backwards to the wall. Indians lead 1-0. And it's going to be Kenna Dews. Going to go back to serve for the Indians to start it off in set number two as far as our service goes. And that one is a very good hit, but they are able to play it. And comes to our back row and got just across our defenders and down in front of the flag judge in the corner. So it'll be 1-1, and it's going to be the Lady Tigers serving to the Indians. Kenna Deuce, Ranley, she puts it across on the second hit, but they are able to play it. And a miss hit by the Lady Tigers at the front row almost completely whiffed. 2-1 Indians, and Bryn Willman will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. She'll serve from left of center. Long serve, tied at two. I think that one was supposed to be a knuckleball that dived down and it just sailed on out of there. So it'll be Ellie Locke, the libero, serving for the Lady Tigers. She puts it across. And we're not able to get it across in three hits. Cameron Mullenkamp played the original hit. It was a little out of control, and Kayla Garkey tried to grab it and get it where it could go, but wasn't able to get it to a good place where we could get a good hit. So 3-2 Lady Tigers. They get it to us, and we hit it behind the up official, and the Lady Tigers lead 4-2. Right now they are kind of giving us a little bit of problems here in the beginning of the second set. As soon as I say that, she hits it into the net, so it's now 4-3. And it'll be Caden Ranley back to serve for the Lady Indians. She'll serve from just a little bit right of center. She'll get a good run going, and she gets it across, played from the back row. They'll set it, just almost hit it behind her hitter. They get it across to us, and we're able to get a nice setup, but we hit it into their blockers, and it came back to our side. So it's now back to a two-point lead for the Lady Tigers. And it's going to be Autumn Best going back to serve. And Kenna Dews to Ranley. Mullenkamp, they're able to play it. They tried to set it for their front row. And they served it to Alexis Grizzy. And she put it down on the floor right in front of their front row. So it is now 5-4. And it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp, and she'll do a little bit of a run with a 10-foot throw in the air and a brutal hit and see if she can get a good string going of serves. She gets it to their back row. They're going to get it to the front row. Back to the our players. We got Ranley setting it up for Grizzy again, and she puts it a kill down on their side. We're tied at five. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. She gets it to their back row. They're setting it to the front row. Nice hit, but it's long. Gets past our players. Nobody could get to it, but it went about a foot too long in the back. So Indians finally take the lead here. Retake the lead. I guess we're ahead 1-0. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. We lead 6-5 in the second set. Cameron with a nice one of those knuckleball serves, and it went down in front of the libero. She tried to dive down to get it, but she did get her fingers on it, but that's all she could do. 7-5. So Cameron throws it up about 10 feet in the air and gets a crazy spin on that ball. And it's tough for him to play. They do play it, gets it to us. Back to their, we put it back to them. They, on the second hit, they hit it into the net. So it's 8-5. They never really did get a good control of that. So Cameron with the serve again. Lots of spin. Down in front of the libero again. They're not able to handle that spin, and she really has that spin going now. She'll throw it again. And libero able to just barely play it. Gets it across to us. Ranley sets it for Grizzy. She slaps it down on their side. 10-5, and Mullenkamp will go back to serve again after the Ansonia timeout. Indians lead 10-5 in set number two. We'll be back in just a moment after we hear from our Fort Recovery Insurance folks.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back. Indians leading 10-5 in the second set. We won the first set 25-11. And just a little reminder, we're still in the huddle. Next week, volleyball on Tuesday and Thursday, both away. Tuesday at St. Mary's, Thursday at Arcanum, and then Friday it is the boys football hosting Allen East. And Allen East destroyed Lima Perry 49-0 last night in football, so we'll have our work cut out for us. Cameron Mullenkamp again. Libero able to play it, getting it up to the front row. And they set it up for the left side. Big hit, but goes about 5 feet too long. So it is 11-5. Going to have a sub here for the Lady Tigers. Will be Elise Hahn coming in. I didn't see who came out, but she's subbing in for him. Oh, we must have done something wrong. So I don't know what we did wrong, but we must have gone across the net. So is their serve, and Hahn went back to serve, and they get we get it down on their side. So not sure exactly what happened on that. I lost track, and it's 11-6. So they play it from the back row. They're struggling a little bit, but they're going to be able to bump it across. And we set it up for Bryn Willman. Another great set by, that time I believe that was Hope Evers. It might have been probably Ranley, but I think Hope Evers might have set that one. So we'll see, but doesn't matter. 12-6, and Kayla Garkey back to serve again for the Indians. Another tough one for them, but they play it, get it across. Garkey will set it for Hope Evers, and down in front of their back row, and it's 13-6. And Kayla Garkey will go back to serve again. Again, second set here, Indians leading 13-6, and we won the first set 25-11. Kayla Garkey back to serve again, and it goes too long. So it's 13-7. And it's going to be Alyssa Idle back to serve for the Lady Tigers. She serves from the middle. Indians play it. Ranley sets for Woman. They play it pretty well. They get it. They tried to get it to their front row, got it to our front row, and Hope Evers puts it down right in front of their, right behind their front line. So it's 14-7. Indians regain the serve, and it will be Haley Easton back to serve. And the back row gets it. They get up to the front. They do get it across. And we weren't able to play it very well off of Bryn Willman got a hand on it, but it went into the net, and we weren't able to play it off of the net. Ranley gave it a great effort, but not able to do it. 14-8 now. Charlotte Bargy from a little bit right of center. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley setting it up for Willman, and they're able to play it, but never ever got it under control, and it fell over in front of the scorer's table. Kenna Deuce is going to come back in for the Indians. She'll serve from the left side, and they play it from the back, goes up through the rafters and comes back down. They get it across to us. We're playing it from the back row, and we got it over to Cameron Mullenkamp from 10 feet, but she hit it into the net, so it's 15-9. And it's going to be, I can't read her number, sorry. I think it's Danny Gibbs serving for the Lady Tigers. Yep, Deuce plays it from the back row. Ranley sets it for Willman. Oh, beautiful set and a beautiful kill by Willman. Puts it past their defenders and down on their side, 16-9, and Willman will go back to serve after that big kill. There are a whole bunch more football players. There's probably 40 of them here watching the game. So we get to their back row. They hit it up into the rafters, and it bounces off of one of the girders and back down. They can't play it, and it's 17-9. Bryn Willman will serve again. She's serving from just left of center. And their libero has it back row, but it goes backwards. They almost were able to save it before it hit the wall, but it would have been tough to play it off of there, but they weren't able to save it. So it's 18-9, and Bryn will serve again. Set number two, Indians won the first one. They play it from the back row, goes up to the front row, but it hits the net, and they're not able to play it off the net. 19-9. Indians are probably going to be the first ones to 20. And that usually means that's the team that's going to win. Bryn Willman, back row, they're able to play it. They get it toward the front, but it goes up and hits the net. And that was the second hit. The third net hit was just barely able to get to it, but they had to play from almost under the net and somehow get it up across the net. So it's 20-9. Bryn Willman again, back row. They set it for the middle this time, and they hit it way too hard, out of bounds, 21-9, and Bryn will serve again. I see her brother Reed over there in the front row of the student section with the football players. He had a really nice first football game last night, and the Indians win 35-14. And Bryn hits that one just a little too long, so it's 21-10. It'll be the libero, Ellie Locke, back to serve. She'll serve from the right side. Kenna Deuce to Mullenkamp with a big hit. They get it across. They get it back to us. Mullenkamp with a save, and they get it to Kenna Deuce. They dig it out and put it across, but not able to keep it in bounds. It came across the net and went out of bounds almost into the stands, 22-10, and it will be Caden Ranley back to serve for our Indians. She'll get it to their back row, and they're getting it toward the front row, and hits it straight into the net, 23-10. Indians 2 points away from a set two victory. Caden Ranley back to serve again. to their back row. Just able to save it. They put it across on the second set, but they said it was a double hit on that. They put it across on the second hit, but somehow it was a double hit. So it's 24-10. It is set point. And Caden with that serve, digged from the back row, dug out, and they get it across to us. Easton Ranley to Grizzy, and she got into the net. And so it is 24-10. It would have been a really good one, but it was really close to the net, and she the net moved before the ball was anywhere near. They get it across to us, and we weren't able to play it very much. So I don't know exactly what happened there. I thought our shot went out of bounds, but they awarded the point to us. And so Indians win 25-11 again. So we will be back with set number three. We hope the third and final set for our Indians. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza, wing, and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number is 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Getting ready for set number three. The Indians won the first two sets. Identical scores of 25-11. So Indians are looking pretty good. I don't know if Ansonia, I don't know how good they are, but we're looking really good today. We've had a couple of slip-ups where we didn't receive a serve very well or get a great set, but we've had a lot of times when everything went really, really well. So there's been some really nice sets from Caden Ranley. Hope Evers has had some really big time kills. Cameron has a couple. I'm not keeping any track of anything, but Bryn Willman also with some pretty nice kills. And it's going to be Haley Easton back to start it off for the Indians. Serve goes to the libero. Hits her arms, then her face. The next one is kind of went over and dug it out, but it goes up into the rafters and shoots back down on the floor. Indians lead 1-0. Easton serve again, and it goes a little bit wide. She went to the left side, the middle left the first time, and then to the right this time, and it did not work. 1-1, and it is Danny Gibbs going to go back to serve for the Lady Tigers from the little bit right of center. We get it up to the front row. Bryn Woman with a big hit, but they put it back, and we get back to us, back to them, and they get it over to us. Kayla Garkey made a dive to to dig it out, and she got her hands on it, but it went into our bench. So 2-1, the Lady Tigers leading. Serve again, dug out. We're going to have to bump it across. It may not get there. It did not. So it's 3-1, Lady Tigers. Hope Evers playing it from a little bit out of bounds and wasn't able to get it across the net. Serve again. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Evers. Big kill down the left sideline. And it's 3-2. And it's going to be Kenna Dews subbing in to serve. Indians trailing 3-2 early in set number three. We've won the first two sets 25-11. Dews serve. Played from the back row. Going to set it for the right side. And they, the front row young lady, hit it into the net. I believe that was Autumn Best. So it's tied at three, and Kenna Dews is going to try to get us a bunch more points in a row. Played from the back row, set for the right side. We had a nice play out of the back row up to the front row. Ranley opted to put it across on the second hit, but did not get it there. So it is 4-3. Indians trail again. Libero, Ellie Locke back to serve for the Lady Tigers. Dews, Ranley, Mullenkamp. They dig it from the back row. They're going to try to bump it across, able to get it there. And Willman with a nice kill puts it down, and we're tied at four, and Willman will go back to serve. Bryn Willman will be there. The football guys are getting into it pretty good. Willman's hit goes to the front, and they're going to play it, and we get it up to Ranley. She pumps it across. They're going to set it for the middle, tip it across our blockers, and Mullenkamp tips it across, but it goes out of bounds on the side. So Indians trail again, 5-4. And it is going to be, looks like they're going to sub in Brianna Waymeyer to serve here. And Autumn Best will come out. Waymeyer will go back to serve. She'll serve from right around the middle. Indians ready. Trailing 5-4 here early in set number three. Off the net, we are able to play it. And Mullenkamp with a big hit. They're able to dig it out. They get it across to us. Garkey goes across on the second hit. Two blockers go up, and we hit across there. And we play it from the back row, and their blockers mistimed it, and they went up. And as they came down, the ball went over them and fell on the floor behind them. So we're tied at five, and it's going to be Caden Ranley back to serve. Libero up to the front row. They're going to get a nice hit. We back set for Easton. They're able to play it. They roll shot it across. Indians setting it up for Mullenkamp. She can't get the kill. Ranley's setting up, and she just, they mistimed the set, and she had a nice set, but Grizzy had mistimed her jump. So Indians, again, trail 6-5. Elise Hahn up to serve. Garkey digs it out. Ranley sets it, back sets for Mullenkamp. She puts it down in front of the libero. We're tied at six, and Mullenkamp will go back to serve. And she, in that second set, she had about five or six in a row that she served with that crazy spin she puts on it. And they are able to dig that one out. And they get it to the front, and they hit it too hard. We step out of the way. It goes long. Indians lead 7-6. Let's see if we can get a bunch in a row and take control of this game. Mullenkamp throws it 10 feet in the air. Big spin. They're able to play it. And they get it across to us. We're struggling a little bit. We do get it set up. We roll shot it across, and they can't handle it. They went to their back row, and she should have had a nice play on it, and it goes straight down to the floor. So Indians finally with a two-point lead. I don't know that anybody's had more than a two-point lead. And Mullenkamp, they're able to play it with that big spin. It goes to the net, comes to our side. We get it over to them. They play it, but it goes under the net. And it's 9-6, by far the biggest lead in the contest here in set number three. And Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. She'll put that spin on it. And that one, before that spin was on it, but they were able to get to it before it dived. This time, they were not. 10-6. And another serve. They are able to dig that one out. They're struggling. They have to roll shot it across. Ranley sets for Grizzy. And they say it went out of bounds. I thought they might have tipped it, but it is 10-7. But we got us, I think, four or five straight points there and got the lead. Now they're playing from behind. It's going to be Alyssa Idle. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley setting for Hope Evers. And they're struggling to get it across. They do. Really nice play. And Hope Evers tried to set it for Grizzy. Miscommunication. And it falls to the floor. And it's 10-8. Indians need to get back in gear here. Alyssa Idle back to serve again. Serves from the middle. Dews, Ranley, and Grizzy. That time they had their timing right, and she puts it off of one of their players and six rows into the stands behind her. So 11-8 now Indians, and Kayla Garkey will go back to serve. She'll serve from just a little right of center. Libero plays it. They're going to bump it to the left side. They get it across, and a little miscommunication between our players, and down on the floor, 11-9, and they're going to sub in Autumn Best for one of the players, but it'll be number 23, Charlotte Bargy, going back to serve. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley back sets for Willman, but she misplayed it, and it off the net. And it is 11-10. Indians still with a lead, but we've given up our 3-point, 4-point lead. Bargy will serve again. Mullenkamp. And we are able to get it across somehow in a couple of crazy hits. And then they roll shot it, and it goes across the net, but way out of bounds. So we are back to a 2-point lead, and Haley Easton will serve. Indians lead 12-10. And she will serve from, she moved from right of center to left of center. And she will hit it to their back row, coming up to the front at the net. And it got, again, too close to the net, and they couldn't play it. 13-10 Indians. And it's going to be a timeout for the Tigers. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. Indians leading 13-10 in set number three. We've won the first two sets 25-11. We can't shake the Tigers in this one yet. Maybe we can get a big run going here and see if we can widen the gap a little bit. So I believe it's going to be our serve. And it's going to be Haley Easton again, yep. Easton's serving from left of center. Just barely clears the net. Libero hits it, but hits it straight into the stands. 14-10. I believe that might be the longest lead. Easton serve again. Back row goes way up into the rafters, bounces around, and they can't recover. It wasn't a shot straight back down, but it went kind of crazy. And they were able to get a hand on it, but nowhere near where they needed to get to. Easton again, Indians lead 15-10, set number three. Played from the back row. It's going to come to the net. We hit it back to their side. Two comes across to our side, and a nice dig back to their back row. They're going to set it for the left side. We block it back to them, and they cannot play it. 16-10. Easton again, they're able to play it out from out of bounds, and they get it across, kind of not quite the campfire. Everybody wasn't there, but it was in the middle of everybody, right where we didn't have anybody there. So 16-11, and they will re-get the serve. Danny Gibbs back to serve for the Lady Tigers. Mullenkamp, Ranley back sets for Willman. They block it back to us, and it went where Ranley would have been, but she was down on one knee with that hit from before. So it's 16-12. Indians lead down to four. And it'll be Gibbs serving again from the right side. That's Indians set it up for Woman. Big hit, but they're able to play it. They're going to bump shot it across. Easton, Ranley setting for Hope Evers. They're able to play it. It's out of control, but they're going to bump it across. Easton. Willman gets it across. Easton again. Ranley, she puts it across on the second hit. Not able to fool them. They're setting it up for the middle. They tip it across. And we're able to get it back to them, but they get it right back to us. And somebody on our team was in the net. So 16-13. And Danny Gibbs will go back to serve again. Can't seem to shake him this set. Ranley sets for Willman. Big hit. They're able to keep it going, but not able to get it across. So it's 17-13. And Kenna Deuce will sub back in for the Indians, and she will serve. See if we can serve her out. Kenna Deuce serving from the left side. That tough shot. And they played it, hit the bottom side of the raised up backboard. The next girl was able to get a shot at it. And the original hitter was able to try to get it back across. She could not. 18-13. And Deuce serves from the right side this time. They're setting it up for the middle. Big hit. And Bryn Willman and Cameron Mullenkamp right there to block it back down, 19-13. See if she can serve us out. She's done that several times, had 8-10 serves in a row. This one, she kind of bloops there. They're able to play it middle. And a great dig by Kayla Deuce, and it goes, or Kayla Garkey, and it goes across the net. That's back to us. Indians with a big hit. That was Cameron Mullenkamp. They're not able to play it well out of the back row. 20-13. Kenna Deuce might as well just serve us out. We only need five more. Serve from the right side. They play it. It goes to the net. And again, too close to the net for them to play. 21-13. And they're going to take another timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them. Be back after this from Groovy Auctioneering.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Groovy Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Lady Indians leading 21-13 over the Ansonia Lady Tigers. And Kenna Deuce has served probably six straight points. We went from a fairly close game. I think it was 14-13, 15-13. It's now 21-13. And she gets her serve across. They're going to play it from the... try to get it to the middle. We're able to make a great dig, another great dig, and we're not able to get that one. So 21-14, the Lady Tigers break the serve of Kenna Deuce, and it's going to be the libero, Ellie Locke, going back to serve for the Lady Tigers. She'll serve from a little bit right of center. Comes to our back row, Garkey. Ranley setting it for Mullenkamp, and she puts it across court and just a little bit too wide. 21-15. Lady Tigers back to within six, but we have to stop this. We don't need to let them get momentum. It is a game of momentum. That just barely gets across. Garkey plays it. Ranley sets it for Willman. Off of their back row, young lady, and it goes backwards to the wall. So it's 22-15. And it's going to go be Bryn Wellman again after a great hit. She's going back to serve. And she'll serve from a little bit left of center. She puts it across. Back row. They're going to set it for the right side this time. We're setting it for Mullenkamp. And they get it across. And Ranley will set it again for Mullenkamp. A big hit. They're able to play it from the back row. Setting it up there on their left side. Back to the middle. We are able to get it across. They're going to... two girls got mixed up there, and they hit it into the net for the Lady Tigers. So it's 23-15. 2 points away from a three-set victory in our first match of the season. And Bryn Wellman will now serve from the right side, a little bit right of center. And she'll bloop it across. They get it... they do get it, bump it across. Mullenkamp, Ranley will set it up for Mullenkamp. And down on the big kill for Mullenkamp. And it is match point. Third set, it'll be match point. Bryn Wellman, Lady Indians lead 24-15. And it comes to the net. They bump it across. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. They get it to the net, cannot get it across. It is 25-15. Indians win set number three and the match. We'll be back with a little bit of talk about the match after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Lady Indians take care of business today, winning the match in three sets. First two were identical scores of 25-11. Indians, I think all three sets were fairly close early, through about 5 points, and then the Indians pulled away in those first two. It was still very close. I believe it was 14-13 and maybe 15-13, and then Kennedy came in and ran off about four or five, six straight points and put us up ahead, took control of the game, especially middle or late middle of the match, or the set, excuse me, and were able to keep control after that and ended up winning that final set 25-15. So Indians come away with first match of the season victory. And, you know, we played pretty well. If we can get Bridget Homan back somewhere late in the season, that will be really, really, really good. I haven't heard anything for several weeks, two or three or four weeks, and it was going to be iffy if she could get back for the end of the season. But very hopeful, and we've had a lot of our kids that have healed pretty quickly, so I hope that's what's going to happen. But we've done very, very well today, and she wasn't in the contest. So Cameron Mullenkamp did well. Caden Ranley had a lot of very nice sets for several different people. Haley Easton played a really good game. Caden Ranley, of course. Hope Evers came in and had some pretty good kills. Cameron Mullenkamp, of course, and Bryn Willman, both with a lot of really nice hits. Kayla Garkey and a couple other girls had some very critical digs in critical spots in the game. So I think right now it's looking pretty good. We had several freshmen, or sophomores that were freshmen last year that had to come in and play. We had no seniors, had three juniors and a sophomore or two. So it was mostly juniors and freshmen last year, and those freshmen are now sophomores, and they came in and played very well. So it's the future's looking good, and this year is looking good. So I'm hoping we can do a lot of good things. Let's talk about what is coming up next week. Volleyball on Tuesday and Thursday, both away. Tuesday, volleyball at St. Mary's. Thursday, volleyball at Arcanum. And then Friday, football hosts Allen East on the Reisner Energy pregame show at 6:40. So with like football, Indians took care of business last night. 35-14, the Ponitz Golden Panthers were able to score on the first play of the game and the last play of the game. So that's their 14 points, and in between, our defense did a pretty good job. Second half, they did a little bit better. We bent but didn't break, and they kind of muffed up. Kickoff or a punt, the Golden Panthers did, and had the ball inside the 5-yard line, and we held them for three downs and then recovered a fumble on fourth down at the 1-yard line, and That was a great half a yard drive that we had there. That we scored on the next play. So a lot of good things happened for our Indians last night. And then, but the Allen East Mustangs that will play next week, they played at Lima Perry and won 49-0. So going to be a pretty good battle. It was a good battle last year at their place. We're playing here next Friday, and we're gonna have to really crank it up. We tried a lot of different things last night. Brady Evers did a lot of the running in the first half. We didn't do much passing last night, and we have several really good receivers. We did try out a couple of passes to Reed Willman, the sophomore who wasn't able to play last year with an injury. We were real anxious to see how he would do in a real game situation, and he shined like nobody's business. He was everything we hoped for, I think. So it was really good. We weren't gonna Breaker Judy had injured his hand, had helmet, and his hand swelled up pretty badly. So he was going to play just defense, but he talked the coach into letting him play offense in the second half. He played the most of the third quarter was runs to Breaker Judy, and he had 70 yards just in the third quarter, I think. So that was we were pretty sure he was going to do really well, but we wanted to get him some reps back there. And then in the fourth quarter, Brady Evers came back in. So that's going to be a nice 1-2 punch in the backfield. We did a little bit of passing, not a bunch. So I think Brody Bargy had a reception, and I can't remember who the other one was. Oh, I think Bentley Dilworth had the third reception. The other one was Reed Willman. Those are our receptions, I believe. But we looked pretty good. Everything we wanted to do went pretty well. Ponitz is a lot better team than they were last year. They had a couple of really good players, and we struggled holding them down in the second half. They had we kind of just destroyed them in the first half. Probably the best way to put it. But the second half, they came out and they ran a lot of plays and made a lot of yards. So they had like one or two first downs in the first half, and I believe 10 in the second half. So we did hold them scoreless till their last play of the game. I think it was a 15-yard run that I think one of our defenders, somebody either missed their assignment or might have slipped down. But anyway, no harm done. It was already 35-7, 35-14 with 20 seconds to go. Doesn't make much difference. So that's how that went last night. Around the, well, other teams on our schedule, as I mentioned, Allen East won 49-0. Delphi St. John's beat Lehman Catholic 30-6. Versailles beat Harvest Prep 21-18. Harvest Prep will play Marion Local next week, I believe. Salina beat St. Henry 38-35. That's, you know, they played MAC teams and they played pretty well against them. Against Salina, and we usually beat them. And St. Henry, coming off their state championship last year, lose their first game of the season. That's a surprise to me. Don't know exactly what all they have, but you know that's a really good program, and generally we can, our MAC teams can do really well and usually beat Salina. So that didn't happen last night. Other teams, though, did kind of what we were expecting. Coldwater beat Valley View 37-21. Marion Local 34, Cary 7. Minster beat Fort Laramie 27-17. And New Bremen beat Wayne Trace 35-0. Parkway gets their first win in 2 or 3 years, 27-14 over Brookville. And Brookville generally has a pretty strong program. They make the playoffs most years and give teams a pretty good run for their money. So that might be a very, very bright spot for the Parkway Panthers. I sure do hope so for their sake. They're the only team in our league that has not won a state championship in the last 25 years. They've never won one, but every other team in our league, the other nine, have won at least one state championship in the last 25 years. So we need to get them going, and because we need better competition to make us better all the time. And as I mentioned, Allen East beat Lima Perry 49-0, and Anna beat Spencerville 60-0. So that's a big one. So again, here at the Fort Saint Fieldhouse, the Lady Indians come away with a 3-set victory, and first two sets were identical scores at 25-11, but the Lady Tigers fought hard in that third set and led several times. I don't think we took our final lead till I think we were down 7-6, and we ended up at 10-7, and then they came back, and it was probably I think it was 15-13, and then Kenna Dews came out and served six straight points and got us to 21, and the game was basically over then, and we kind of went back and forth with them till the end. So, again, Indians win the first set, 25-11. Second set, 25-11. Fought hard in that last set to come out with a 25-15 victory. So our Lady Indians are undefeated after one game, and our Indians football team undefeated after one game. Good weekend. We'll see you next week, Tuesday, at St. Mary's for volleyball. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!